especially at a place like Oklahoma, where you're recruiting guys year in, year out that can usually freshmen can step on the field and play pretty decently for you. So I think it's just one of those things that happens, and people got to do what's best for them. You know, and if they're not getting playing time and they're not happy, I mean, go to a place that you're happy and that you're getting good playing time.
Henry, how important is this game? Obviously, this team had great expectations. Still, you can win 10 games. How important is it to end this season on a positive note? Start the next season. You may not be there. You may. But start the next season on a great note.
I think it's extremely important for us, just for our program, for our team, going into a winter workout, spring ball with a positive attitude, you know, not having to wait around another year to play and win a football game. And I think it's just to set a tone and always just keep everything positive for next year.
How much does the bowl experience do for a team? A lot's been made of the guys leaving and transferring, but how much does it do for the guys that are still here as far as building chemistry and moving forward?
I think it does a lot, you know, just getting to be out here with your team for a week, you know, just playing football and then having a break and getting to go out and enjoy the town a little bit. You know, I think it's one of the really fun things about college football that you get to go to these bowl games and you get to come out here to a great place like Phoenix and enjoy the town, enjoy your teammates, enjoy hanging out with them.
Landry, with your lack of depth in this game, wide receiver and running back, can you still run the tempo you want to? Can you still go at a fast pace?
Yeah, I think we can. You know, our guys are in pretty good shape and they can run around a little bit, so sure, they might get tired, but I mean, the other team will get tired too, you know, so I still think we can do our up tempo and move the ball, and that's kind of what we're planning on doing and doing our offense and hopefully doing it well.
Landry, do you have a timetable? What are some of the factors you'll consider on returning or not returning for your senior season at Oklahoma?
I mean, I've gotten back and forth so many times on this. You know, one day I'm leaving, one day I'm staying, you know. So I think once the season's done, I can really sit down and think about what I really want to do without having to worry about the next game or playing against an Iowa or anything like that, you know. So I think once the season's done, I can really get a bigger grasp on what I want to do.
I know you're so close to your family. There's so many factors more for Landry Jones than just NFL dollars.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know what those factors are yet. You know, like I said, I haven't really thought about a lot about it, you know, and it's just kind of been more of a gut feeling and whether I'm staying or leaving. So I think once I get to sit down and really think about it, I'll really narrow down what those factors are.
Not many guys think about wanting to build churches and stuff like that. Are your faith is very important to you?
Absolutely. You know, that's the number one thing in my life. You know, and if I didn't have God, if I didn't have Jesus, I'd be lost, you know, and everything else is meaningless unless you have him, you know, and once you start chasing after him, everything else in life kind of falls in line.
Got a couple of fun things now about what some Sooner fans don't know about Landry Jones. Like, for instance, any superstitions, things you like to eat before a game, anything like that, Landry?
No weird things about superstitions other than just whenever I get dressed in a locker room, I get dressed the same way, just as far as the order of stuff going on. But as far as eating anything, not really, just getting dressed. That's the only superstition I have.
Well, how long have you been developing this order? You know, since
I've had this order forever since I've played. You know, I'll start from the bottom, put my socks on, and everything goes up from the top.
Music, favorite music?
Don't really listen to music before a game. Yeah, I just like to sit in my locker and talk to the guys and have everybody focused in. So I don't really listen to a lot of music.
And Sooner fans are counting some on the Whitney Hand factor. Talk about your fiance and your marriage plans.
We're figuring it out. You know, she's been doing a great job of planning everything. And I don't know. I don't see how she does it with her schedule. And we're figuring out how to do that right now.
Talk about Iowa's defense and the matchup with your offense against them and what you're going to try to get going.
Iowa's really physical, you know. They do a good job of playing gap sound defense, just as far as not messing up anything on their end. You know, they're not beating themselves out there. They're going to make you snap the ball, and hopefully you'll beat yourselves, and they'll make some plays along the line. You know, they're really sound as far as just secondary and playing really good as a unit, really disciplined. So we're going to have to execute, and we're going to play really good ball against these guys.
You know, Landry, the general public doesn't always see how you provide leadership for your team and what you do as a leader. I know what goes on behind the program, and I know that you're a great leader and the team really looks up to you. You know, sometimes I wish people had a real impression of some of the things that you do, because this team really looks upon you as a leader on and off the field.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, it's just being a quarterback, you're sometimes thrown into that position of leadership, and then you kind of develop that, and that's kind of what happened to me, just as far as that whole deal with Sam and him going down and just learning how to do that along the years. And I think one of the things that I've learned the most about guys and about how they respond to leadership, if you can be real with people, if you can let them see that you're not perfect or anything like that, and just kind of meet them on like a common ground and a common level, then I think people respond to you more, just as far as when you say stuff. And I think leadership, you call people to a higher standard. You see the gold inside of them, and you call them to that gold every single time, just as far as not letting them slide and not letting them be mediocre, you know. So I think it's meeting people on common ground and then finding the gold in people and calling them to that gold standard every time.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
What have these last few weeks kind of been like for you here since the Oklahoma State game? What are some of the things you found yourself focusing a lot on in practice?
As far as being here in Tempe or in Phoenix,
or as far as like from the moment that game ended and you were okay behind you up until now, where are the things that you found yourself focusing on?
Yeah, so I think we had a couple weeks there before we actually started doing bowl preparation and things like that. So you kind of start back at the basics, just as far as like, am I opening my toe enough, or I'm throwing an out route, you know, am I cranking over the top? So I think you start going back just as far as fundamental wise and start polishing those things up again. And then once you go into the bowl week, you're more focused on the team and you're focused on their defense and getting game ready and getting prepared for a game.
Would you say the fundamentals is maybe what has caused, I guess, the struggles that you have had here the last few weeks since Ryan went out with his injury?
I think it's just the way the games go. You know, some games are different than others, and some games you're fortunate enough to go in there and throw 5 touchdowns and really execute well in the passing game. Some games against a defense, you know, you just might struggle a little bit. You might run the ball better than you throw it, you know. So I think it's just the way the games play out and the way things go in football.
Of the guys that you have, like, had an opportunity to work with here the last few weeks that aren't injured or haven't had any issues, who's really kind of stood out as somebody that's been like a bright spot and that could possibly have a huge impact on this game Friday night?
I think we've had a lot of injuries at the receiving core, you know, just lost a couple starters there and having to move people around in different spots where they're not used to playing. But I think all the receivers have been doing a really good job, just as far as Trey moving around and playing some ball, and Kenny and Camille Jackson and DeJuan Miller. And those guys have been moving around, playing in different spots that they haven't played, and doing a really good job for us.